USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pledging a 50% reduction of U.S. emissions by the end of the decade.
By maintaining those investments and putting these people to work, the United States sets out on the road to cut greenhouse gases in half by the end of this decade.
Biden opening a virtual summit on global climate change, calling on other large countries to take similar actions. As far as those other countries taking similar actions, Republican Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reminds everyone.
As our colleagues no doubt remember, is that the hollow commitments these countries made back in 2015 carry no serious means for enforcement.
On news that the Biden administration wants to propose higher capital gains taxes for the rich, the Dow losing 321 points. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Dangerous weather could be on the way for many in the south central United States. Severe thunderstorms are in the weekend forecast in East Texas and parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana. The storms could produce hail, flooding, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes. The storm front will develop Friday afternoon west of Dallas and move eastward Friday night. Torrential rain is predicted from Louisiana to South Carolina Friday into Saturday. Some Ohio State students want the university to cut ties with the Columbus Police Department for saving two people from a 16-year-old girl who was attacking them with a knife. A police officer shot the 16-year-old attacker. He has been placed on administrative leave, and the incident is being looked into. The students staging a sit-in on the campus before marching to the state capitol. The school does have a mutual aid agreement with the Columbus Police Department. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As more and more people continue to be vaccinated, one group of people has health experts concerned.
A little more than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, but there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC, and he tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older, and that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated? You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Supreme Court is backing giving juveniles a life sentence without the possibility of parole. The conservative majority ruled today in a 6-3 decision that Mississippi could give that sentence to Brett Jones, who was 15 when he killed his grandfather. Jones claims he acted in self-defense. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.